النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawinuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we are talking humbly about the dialogues of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Of course, His Eminence was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah. Along with the various other characteristics that a divinely appointed Imam has, of course, there is the characteristic of being connected to the knowledge and the wisdom of the Almighty Allah. For surely it is the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who endows and provides and gives His knowledge to those whom He wishes. And of course, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives the knowledge in certain amounts to those whom He wishes. Of course, He gave an incredible amount of knowledge and wisdom to these divinely appointed Imams. And we see this in their statements, in their lives, and we see this in their manners, their behaviors. Truly, these were the perfection of humanity, and they were the most perfect role models for humanity, and they were and still are the guides towards humanity's salvation. Here we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he was speaking with an individual. Perhaps it seems like the individual was not one of his companions, because the kind of a question that he posed to His Eminence was a question that usually doesn't come about via friends or allies or supporters. It actually would come from somebody who is most probably in the opposition camp. And so here, this individual, he asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, how can you say that there are 12 imams? Where are the names of these 12 imams? Who are these 12 imams? Or who are, you know, these 12 princes? We find that the tradition of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, saying that there will be 12 leaders or 12 princes of the Islamic world who will come from the Quraysh, was something that was fairly common, and the people knew these things. But according to the corruptions and the distortions of some of these traditions, the names of these 12 princes and the name of these 12 leaders was erased, or it was ignored completely on purpose. But that still does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect His truth and will not protect these imams. And so this guy, individual, he came and he said, well, what proof is it? What are their names? Who are they? You don't know who these 12 leaders are who will be from the Quraysh, and they will be the rightly guided, and they will be the imams. So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in response, he said that he narrates from his fathers, who narrate from Amir al-Mu'mineen. So he goes up the line, father and son, in this chain of imamat. He goes up to Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then he says that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the Prophet said. So there is no more stronger chain of narration. And the Holy Prophet, he said that one who likes to meet Allah on the day of resurrection safe, purified, and without fearing the great horror, let him follow you, O Ali, and follow your two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and your grandsons, Ali ibn al-Husayn, and Muhammad ibn Ali, and Jafar ibn Muhammad, and Musa ibn Ja'far, and Ali ibn Musa, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ali ibn Muhammad, Al-Hasan ibn Ali, and Al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the last of them. And so here, in this beautiful conversation, we find that the 10th divinely appointed Imam names every single one of the 12 Imams in the very words of the Messenger of Allah narrated from the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So in front of this individual, no excuse was left. Every single one of these 12 leaders was named by our esteemed Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. This is Dialogue, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.